Support for NBR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investments and securities involve the risk of loss. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. The Atlanta Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Yoel Levy, kicking things off in our noon hour with one of the Slavonic dances of Antonín Dvořák from his first collection of those works, Slavonic Dance No. 2, here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, glad to have you along. In an afternoon of classical music, things continue. In this noon hour with, a bit later, the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields and a famous suite from Honorita Respighi, the different movements of which represent a different winged creature. It's the birds in just a little while, plus a few American works, such as the suite for violin and piano by William Grant Still. All in just a little bit. Right now, the St. Louis Symphony and its conductor Leonard Slatkin give us something by Samuel Barber, taking a bit of an academic approach with his Essays for Orchestra, the second of which he completed in 1942 and dedicated to the poet Robert Horan. Leonard Slatkin leads the St. Louis Symphony for Barber's second Essay for Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. From Samuel Barber, the composer's second Essay for Orchestra from 1942. We heard the St. Louis Symphony under conductor Leonard Slatkin here on Kansas Public Radio, where it's about 12:24, and in a little over 10 minutes, we'll bring you the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields and the suite The Birds by Lorino Respighi. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the National World War I Museum and Memorial, a Kansas City destination site offering visitors one of the most diverse collections of World War I artifacts in the world. More information at theworldwar.org. And the Yoga Center of Lawrence and their Yoga Basics 9-week series starting on Tuesday, that introduces the families of yoga poses and helps develop a consistent practice. Passes at yogacenteroflawrence.org. Next, we move on now to music by another American composer, born in Mississippi in 1895, and known as the Dean of African-American Composers, one of the first American composers to have an opera produced by the New York City Opera, and one of the first African-American composers to conduct a major American symphony, William Grant Still. We'll hear a bit of his chamber music with violinist Rachel Barton Pine and at piano Matthew Hagel, a suite for violin and piano on KPR. Suite for Violin and Piano by William Grant Still, performed by violinist Rachel Barton Pine, joined on piano by Matthew Hagel on Kansas Public Radio, where it is 12:38. A little over 20 minutes until the news from NPR, and we're enjoying classical music till 3 this afternoon. Celebrating 70 years on the air, we're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, and always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org. Sky's cloudy and 66 degrees here at the KU campus. High of 67 for this afternoon, and we have a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. For tonight, 40% chance of showers. Sky's cloudy, low of 43 degrees. Looks to be a sunny day tomorrow with temperatures reaching 70 degrees and a low of 41 Saturday night, and sunny highs in the mid-60s on Sunday. Next, we are ready to present a suite for a small orchestra that dates from 1928. It's by Alderina Respighi, and an attempt to transcribe 17th and 18th century style works into musical notation with the effect of bird song. Music that illustrates the fluttering of wings, the scratching of feet, or the wistful cries of doves, hens, nightingales, cuckoo birds, and others. Yes, it's the birds, played by the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, led by Sir Neville Mariner. Composed in 1928, the suite for a small orchestra, The Birds, by Alderino Respighi, You listen to the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields under Sir Neville Mariner this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio.
I'm Jesse Thorne.
Celebrating 70 years on the air, we're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City. KANQ Chanute. K210 CR in Atchison. And K258 BT in Manhattan. And online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Listening to NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Indeed, a hiring platform committed to helping businesses of all sizes. Businesses can invite candidates to apply, then schedule and conduct interviews in one place. Indeed.com/NPR. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Music by Johann Sebastian Bach. Work that is most frequently performed on keyboard. We listen to one of the Goldberg variations, specifically variation number 25, in an arrangement for orchestra. The NES Chamber Orchestra has the performance today on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, and glad to be with you once more. We await the London Jupiter Orchestra. They're going to join us in about 15 minutes' time for a stunning and work of great beauty by Leos Janacek, his idol for string orchestra. It's coming up in a bit. Here at the KU campus at the moment, we have skies cloudy and temperatures around 66 degrees. And we have a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Those are expected mainly a little bit later in the afternoon. 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. Lows in the mid-40s. Looks to be a sunny day tomorrow, highs around 70, and lows in the 40s for Saturday night. We're in the company next of cellist Anner Bylsma, pianist Lambert Orcus as well, to hear some music written by Robert Schumann, something that he wrote for cello and piano back in the day, five pieces that were im Volksten, or folk pieces that were in the heyday of their popularity back in the mid-19th century when he wrote these. Five pieces in the popular style. Anner Bylsma and Lambert Orcus perform next on Kansas Public Radio. Cellist Anner Bylsma, along with pianist Lambert Orcus, with five pieces composed by Robert Schumann in the popular style. Music based on popular folk themes of their day, here on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 1:30. We'll have news from NPR at the top of the hour, and we're enjoying classical music till 3 today. Celebrating 70 years on the air, we're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City. And always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org. Speaking of those 70 years, KPR's Campaign for Excellence, our spring membership drive, finished up last Friday evening with almost $311,000 pledged by our listeners. And we want to say thank you to our listener members for all that you do to support KPR. If you meant to make a pledge but didn't get around to it, you can always become a patron of KPR at that website, kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks for your support of KPR. What we have next for you is by Czech composer Leos Janacek. This is a large-scale instrumental work based on Czech and Moravian folk music. His idol for string orchestra, which premiered in the summer of 1878, and on this occasion Janacek knew he wanted something special, because attending the premiere of this work would be his colleague and fellow Czech composer Antonín Dvořák. He wanted to be sure to impress, and he did not disappoint. We'll listen as conductor Gregory Rose leads the London Jupiter Orchestra, Janacek's idol for string orchestra, on KPR. Created in 1878 by Czech composer Leos Janacek as a young man of 24, his idol for string orchestra. There we listen to the London Jupiter Orchestra, conducted by Gregory Rose, on Kansas Public Radio. It is 2 o'clock. After the news from NPR, classical music continues. We'll work our way to a performance by the Montreal Symphony Orchestra, one of the most famous and expensive works by French composer Vincent Dundee, the Symphony on a French Mountain Air. Those and other great classical works await us in the next hour. Celebrating 70 years on the air, we're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and online at kansaspublicradio.org.
In Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Bank of America, offering access to resources and digital tools designed to help local to global companies make moves for their businesses. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. They're the Academy Chamber Ensemble, a little tune by Percy Grainger from his Danish folk music suite. They call that one Lord Peter's Stable Boy, here on Kansas Public Radio. Good to be with you once more. I'm Jeff Watson. A bit more classical music for your afternoon between now and 3. That will include some 20th century French music for clarinet and piano, a theme with variations by Jean Francais, one of the most famous works of composer Vincent Dundee to share as well, the Symphony on a French Mountain Air. Beautiful piece for piano and orchestra, all just ahead. Some Spanish music, the Orchestra of Castile and León, Max Bergardo Dorman. They have an orchestral suite next for us by Joaquin Rodrigo, something that was a fusion between two of his earlier lullabies. They call this one Music for a Garden, here on Kansas Public Radio. Known as Music for a Garden by Spanish composer Joaquin Rodrigo. Played by the Orchestra of Castile and León, Max Bergardo Dorman is our conductor on Kansas Public Radio. It is 2:20. Still to come, the Montreal Symphony Orchestra. They'll be along with pianist Jean-Yves Thibaudet for the Symphony on a French Mountain Air, one of the most famous works by Vincent Dundee. Just a few minutes away here on Kansas Public Radio, where support for classical music comes from Kansas City PBS, engaging the community with programs like Masterpiece, Nova, Frontline, and Antiques Roadshow. Program information at kansascitypbs.org. And the National World War I Museum and Memorial, a Kansas City landmark since 1926, offering visitors a diverse global collection of artifacts and educational and interactive displays for all ages. Information at theworldwar.org. Some light rain and 68 degrees at the KU campus at the moment. 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms as the afternoon continues on. Tonight, lows in the mid-40s, 40% chance of rain. Tomorrow looks to be a sunny day with temperatures around 70. Next on KPR, clarinetist Jonathan Kohler, along with pianist Judith Gordon, come together for a bit of modern French chamber music, theme and variations from Jean Francais on KPR. Theme and variations. Music for clarinet and piano written by Jean Francais and performed by Jonathan Kohler with pianist Judith Gordon here on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 2:30, and awaiting us at 3 o'clock, All Things Considered from NPR News. The music returns this evening with your host Daryl Brogdon at 7 o'clock with you tonight for Film Music Friday. Celebrating 70 years on the air, Kansas Public Radio's 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan. The Campaign for Excellence, KPR's spring membership drive, finished up strong last Friday, with almost $311,000 pledged by our listeners in support of KPR. And we want to say thank you to everyone who made a pledge during the drive. Your support makes KPR programming possible. If you never got around to pledging but meant to, you can always donate online at that website, kansaspublicradio.org. www.francemusic.org. A bit more French music for you next from a bit of an earlier time. We have one of the most famous works of composer Vincent Dundee to share with you next. This is from 1886. And based on some of the folk music heard in the mountainous south central region of France, they call this one Symphony on a French Mountain Air. It's for piano and orchestra. We'll listen to the Montreal Symphony led by Charles Dutoit and pianist Jean-Yves Thibaudet together next on Kansas Public Radio. And thus concludes the Symphony on a French Mountain Air, an 1886 work by French composer Vincent Dundee, performed today by the Montreal Symphony under Charles Dutoit, and our pianist was Jean-Yves Thibaudet. And with that, just about 3 o'clock. Up next, All Things Considered from NPR News. Later on tonight, Daryl Brogdon keeps us company from 7 to 9 with The Sound of the Cinema, or Film Music Friday. That's 7 to 9 this evening here on KPR. As for me, I'm Jeff Watson. It's been a fun afternoon and indeed a fun week sharing the classics. We'll visit again at noon on Monday. Celebrating 70 years on the air, we're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3, KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3, and online at KansasPublicRadio.org.